ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुषोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं जन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति सा पदांतिकं। वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादं सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौड़वाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिष्ये नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंध जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयो मुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अवधरेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टके। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 7 Chapter is entitled The Killing of the Demon Trinavarta, text number 8 and 9. Text number 9 is on the board, so I'll read the text number 8 and its translation. Then we'll recite together text number 9. Drishta jasada pramukha braja striya uthanike karmanija samagataha नन्दादयश्चद्भुत दर्शनाकुला कथम स्वयं स शकटम विपर्यगत। ट्रांसलेशन। व्हेन मदर यशोदा एंड द अदर लेडीज हु हैड असेंबल्ड फॉर द उत्थान फेस्टिवल एंड ऑल द मेन हेडेड बाय नंद महाराज सॉ द वंडरफुल सिचुएशन दे बिगैन टू वंडर how the handcart had collapsed by itself. They began to wander here and there, trying to find the cause, but were unable to do so. Text number 9. Uchur abhyasita matin गोपान गोपिश्च बालका रुदतानेन पादेन क्षिप्तम एतम स संशय। Uchuhu said, Abhyabhasita Matin, who had lost all intelligence in the present situation, Gopan to the cowherd men, Gopihacha and to the ladies, Balakaha, the children, Rudata Anena, as soon as the child cried, Padena, with one leg, Chiptam Etat, this cart was dashed apart and immediately fell dismantled. Na Sangsayaha, there is no doubt about it. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The assembled cowherd men and ladies began to contemplate how this thing had happened. Is it the work of some demon or evil planet? They asked. At that time, the small children present asserted that the cart had been kicked apart by the baby Krishna. As soon as the crying baby had kicked the cart's wheel, the cart had collapsed. There was no doubt about it. Purport. We have heard of peoples being haunted by ghosts. Having no gross material body, a ghost seeks shelter of a gross body to stay in and haunt. The Sakotasura was a ghost who had taken shelter of the handcart and was looking for the opportunity to do mischief to Krishna. When Krishna kicked the cart with his small and very delicate legs, the ghost was immediately pushed down to the earth and his shelter dismantled as already described. This was possible for Krishna because he has full potency, as confirmed in Brahma Sanghita. Anga nijasya sakalendriya vritti manti pashanti panti kalayanti chirang jaganti ananda chinmaya sadujjala vigrahasya govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. Krishna's body is Sachidananda Vigraha or Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Vigraha. That is, any of the parts of his Ananda Chinmaya body can act for any other part. Such is the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Lord does not need to acquire these potencies. He already has them. Thus Krishna kicked his little legs and his whole purpose was fulfilled. Also, when the handcart broke, an ordinary child could have been injured in many ways. But because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he enjoyed the dismantling of the cart and nothing injured him. Everything done by him is Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, full transcendental bliss. Thus Krishna factually enjoyed. The nearby children saw that actually Krishna had kicked the wheel of the cart, and this was how the accident happened. By the arrangement of Jogamaya, all the gopis and gopas thought that the accident had taken place because of some bad planet or some ghost. But in fact, everything was done by Krishna and enjoyed by him. Those who enjoy the activities of Krishna are also on the platform of Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. They are liberated from the material platform. When one develops the practice of hearing Krishna Katha, he is certainly transcendental to material existence. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Sagunan Samatitta Itan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. Unless one is on the spiritual platform, one cannot enjoy the transcendental activities of Krishna. Or in other words, whoever engages in hearing the transcendental activities of Krishna is not on the material platform, but on the transcendental spiritual platform. Mukam karati vachalam pangul langhaite giring yatkripata mahamande sri guru dinatarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanya isharam. Hare Krishna. So we are discussing from 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he has explained that 10th canto is the wonderful lotus face of Krishna, because Bhagavatam and Krishna is non-different. And in Kali Yuga, Krishna has appeared in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna sadhamo pukate dharma jnano adivishah kalau nashto dishamesha purano arko aduna uditah. So at the end of the Apar Yuga, Krishna has disappeared from this planet. But Krishna is very merciful. And Krishna has appeared again in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is compared like a brilliant sun. Purana Arka. Bhagavat Purana is like a brilliant sun, transcendental sun. It is also explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Surya Samo Mahayandhakar, Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Mayada Adhikar. So Krishna is compared to sun, and Maya is darkness. So light and darkness cannot stay together, because where there will be light, there cannot be darkness. And where is darkness, we cannot expect that there is light. So where there is Maya, there is no Krishna. And where there is Krishna, there is no Maya. So this world is the world of Maya. Actually, Maya is a consciousness, also the existence. So we enter into this material world because of a root problem. What is that? Krishna bohirmukh hoya bhagavancha kare nikatastho mayatare jhapotiya dhare. Krishna bohirmukh hoya. Conditioned souls are Krishna bohirmukh, means the conditioned souls have turned away their face from Krishna. So Krishna is at the back. That's why Maya is at the front. And why we have come to this existence? Because Krishna bahirmukh hoya. And that is the root problem. It is also explained, Krishna bhuli sei jiv anadi bahirmukh atev maya tare dai sansara dukh. This world is the world of suffering. Krishna has also explained in Bhagavad Gita, Dukkhalayam. This is the place of miseries. And we cannot change it, because it is designed like that. And who wants to change it, he becomes more miserable. That is the nature of this world. The intelligent people, they don't want to change the world. They want to change within. Because change can happen within. And that is the process of Krishna consciousness. And in order to do that, we need the help. We need the help of Krishna. That's why Krishna comes. He comes very frequently. Although the conditioned soul blaspheme the Lord left, right and center. Right? If someone blasphemes us, what will be our reaction? We will not go to that place. Definitely not. But this material world is the world of blaspheming Krishna. Still Krishna comes. Why he comes? Because he is very compassionate. He is very merciful. That's why he comes. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashayasya duskritam dharma sangstapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So he is aja, he is unborn. Still he comes. He takes birth. Although he does not take birth, he appears. Ajo opisam abhay atma bhutaram misra opisam prakitim samudhisthaya sambhavami atma mayaya. He comes with his internal potency. He comes by his sweet will. But we are forced to take birth. So there is a difference between Krishna and the conditioned souls. So Krishna comes by his own sweet will, that's why it is transcendental. Janma karma chame divyam. Evam javetti tattato tekta deham punar janma noiti mameti sarjuna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that his activities are transcendental. His appearance is also transcendental. And here in the purport it is explained, Krishna's body is Sachidananda Vigraha. Prabhupada is commenting that his body is Sachidananda. And what is the position of our body? Asat, Achit, Nirananda. Completely opposite. Sat means eternal. Chit means full of knowledge. And Ananda means full of bliss. Krishna is full of transcendental bliss. That is the meaning of rasa, vaisya. Krishna is rasa. Krishna enjoys rasa. And he also engages his devotees to enjoy the rasa. That's Krishna's position. That is the symptom of Ladini potency. Srimati Radharani is the embodiment of that potency. So in this section, we are talking or discussing about killing of Sakatasura. Krishna actually does not kill anybody in his Vrindavan form. It is explained by our acharyas. The killing of the demons is done by Vasudev Krishna. Samsundar Krishna does not kill. That is the position. Still, it is very much explained that Krishna was killing the demons. How many demons Krishna killed? You have any idea how many? Asankhya. Unlimited. Whatever is connected with Krishna is unlimited. First, Krishna is unlimited. We are limited. Very much limited. Krishna's creation, this material world, composed of how many universes? Asankhya. Countless, unlimited. How many living entities are there in the creation? Unlimited. How many cabs Krishna is to take when he is to have grazing of the cabs? How many? Do you have any idea? How many? I am not talking about cows, I am talking about calves. Govatsa Charan Lila. How many Govatsa Krishna is to take? Asankhya. Our acharyas are explaining. Asankhya means one followed by 17 zeros. Those who are good in mathematics can understand. So many. So how many cowherd boys used to go with Krishna? Asankhya. How many gopis Krishna used to dance with? Asankhya. Acharyas are explaining 3 billion, some acharyas are explaining 1 billion. So Krishna is unlimited. And here it is explained, Krishna's activities are inconceivable, achintya. We cannot think beyond our intelligence. That's why to understand Krishna's activity, to understand Krishna's appearance, to understand Krishna with our intelligence is impossible. We have to accept it. And those who accept it, they surrender. Brahma did austerity for many, many years. And after that he said, I came to the realization. And what is the realization? That I have realized that I will never realize Krishna. That is a position. That's why where material intelligence ends, spirituality really begins. So Krishna consciousness or spirituality is not about information. You can get the information anyway. Nowadays getting information is very easy. Right? You go to internet, do Google search, you get all the information, whatever you want. But spiritual life is not about information. Spiritual life is all about transformation. Changing of the heart. Krishna consciousness means changing the heart. But we think Krishna consciousness means something external. Changing the dress, changing the hairstyle, changing the location. So many changes we bring in our life. And with that change we think our life is also changing. Yes, that is also very important steps in our life. But that is not the perfection. By changing all this, we may not change internally. So internal change takes place when we take up the process of devotional service. And devotional service begins with hearing. So Prabhupada at the end of the purport is telling that hearing is transcendental. Hearing about Krishna is transcendental. And whoever hears Krishna's pastimes, his activities, those who are involved in hearing process, they are also transcendental. See how much appreciation Prabhupada is trying to establish about Krishna Katha. So real process to awaken our dormant love for Krishna is hearing. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, try to see Krishna through your ears. Some disciple went for some darshan in Brajmandal actually. And he was giving katha. And after they came back, and he asked, how was your eye massage? Because with your mundane eyes, you cannot see things. Because in order to see Brajadham, in order to see Krishna's transcendental form, we have to develop a transcendental eye. That is the conclusion of the Shastras. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Hidesu Vilakayanti Jang Sam Sundara Machinta Guna Sarupam Govinda Madhi Purusam Tamaham Bhajami. But now we have lust within, and lust is there in our senses, lust is there in our mind, lust is there in our intelligence, all forbidding. Everywhere. The whole ether is saturated with lust. But now we have to awaken love. So what is the process? Nitya siddha Krishna prem sadhya kabunai Sagonadi Suddha Chitte Karho Udaya. So that dormant love for Krishna is there within our heart, but that has to be awakened. And what is the process? Process is hearing. That's why Prabhupada used to say, hear attentively. Hear with rapt attention. Every activity should be done with rapt attention. Because without the quality, we cannot get the result. So hearing is very effective, but hearing also has different levels. So what is the topmost hearing? Topmost hearing is when you hear and everything enters into the heart. Srimad Bhagavatam explains that we should hear from realized souls. Those who are realized, if we hear from them, then our dormant love for Krishna will be awakened in our heart. So it explained that a pure devotee speaks from his heart, not from his brain. Because Divya Gyan Hide Prakashita, transcendental knowledge is revealed in the heart. That's why knowledge has three different levels. Acquired knowledge, realized knowledge, and revealed knowledge. What is acquired knowledge? What we acquire by our hearing, studying, different ways we can accumulate information. That is called acquired knowledge. But that is the beginning of our journey. Then next step is we have to apply that in our life. Application of the knowledge gives realization. That's why Prabhupada gave so much importance in devotional service. Practical devotional service. Prabhupada said, devotional service, bhakti, he did not translate as devotion. He has translated bhakti as devotional service, active engagement. It's not inactivity. It's not so-called meditation. It's a practical process. Because our senses are very impure, our mind is restless. We are the conditioned soul in this Kali Yuga. And the acharyas, they know what we can do and what we cannot do. That's why he has introduced a wonderful system of practical devotional service. Because from practical service, realization comes. Otherwise, if you only hear and get information and no application in our life, then it will become only dry information. No realization will come. That's why sadhya, sadhana, seva. That is the Vedic principle. We should have proper sadhana. We should have seva. Then we should have study. Tadviddhi pranipatena paripashtana sevaya upadekshantita jnanam jnanina tattadarshina. Bhagavad Gita also explains the process to surrender, process to get spiritual knowledge. What is the process? First is we have to surrender. It's a voluntary acceptance. It's not a slavery. As soon as we talk about surrender, people becomes very reactive. Oh, I want to become slave or what? Slavery means forced surrender. That is called slavery. But surrender means acceptance voluntarily. So service to Krishna is a voluntary acceptance of the living entity. Krishna doesn't force surrender. It's done out of love. And that is our position. Jiver Sadupai Krishner Nityadas. Our position is with the servant. We cannot change it. But whose servant? That is a very important decision we have to take in our life. Because we cannot stay independently. We get our body depending on our parents. We grow depending on our parents. We get education depending on the teachers. Get money depending on the employer. Getting money depending on the customer. So in that way we are all dependent. means we are the servants. So we cannot change our position as servant, but we can change our master. So when someone chooses Krishna as the master, then we get perfection. So therefore, application of the knowledge is very, very important. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also emphasized this principle very strongly. Once the Vice Chancellor of Banaras Hindu University came to meet Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he started asking questions. Because intelligent people have a lot of questions. That's natural. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur understood his mood. He said, I am very busy today. If you don't mind, you can go to the next room. There, my disciples are there. So they can answer your question also very nicely. So he went to the next room. But that was not a room, that was a deity kitchen. So his disciples were cleaning. After bhoga offering was done, they were cleaning the kitchen. So he entered. He said that your Gurudev has sent me to you. I have some question. He said, yes, we are ready to answer your question. But we are in the process of cleaning the kitchen and today manpower is a little less. If you can help us, then we can finish the cleaning quickly, then we can have our question answers. Somehow, by the grace of the pure devotee, the Vice Chancellor started cleaning the deity kitchen. And after cleaning was over, then he said, now you can ask question. And he said, the Vice Chancellor said, I got my answer. Because service reveals, revelation. So revelation takes place when we apply our knowledge. Realization comes when we apply that knowledge, and when realization becomes complete, that is called revelation. Brahma went through austerities. Tapa, he had only this. Tapa, you have to do austerity. And after doing austerity, whole spiritual world was revealed to Brahma. And he was writing Brahma Sangita. Brahma Sangita is not a poetic expertise of Brahma. It is the revelation. It is the revealed knowledge. Chinta mani prakara sadma shukalpa briksha laksha vitesha surabhir avipalayantam lakshmi sahastra satasambrahma sevyamanam govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. So he was composing Brahma Sangita not because of his intellectual endeavor. He was seeing Goloka Vrindavan and he was writing. Valmiki Muni was seeing and composing Ramayana. Vyasadeva saw and composed Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada saw and wrote Bhaktivedanta purports. So these are examples of revealed knowledge. So it's not possible for a person who has no real, it's not an academic exercise, writing spiritual books. You should have the realization. Then it has the potency. So, a pure devotee, he speaks from his heart because he has realization. He has revelation. And when he speaks, that sound vibration has lot of potency. It is known as Birjabati Harikatha. Highly potent. Why it is potent? Because it carries the aroma of the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. Because Krishna is there as Govinda in the heart of a pure devotee. So when he talks about that, Krishna, so that sound vibration carries the aroma of the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. And when that sound enters into the ear of an attentive listener, Krishna is transferred from the heart of the speaker to the heart of the listener. And Prabhupada explains, that is the meaning of initiation. Initiation means transfer of Krishna from the heart of the spiritual master to the heart of the disciple. That is the meaning, real meaning of Diksha. So Diksha means not only changing name, not only changing dress, not only changing location. Real meaning of Diksha is changing the heart. So that is the process. And the process is hearing. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasthana sevaya upadekshantita jnanam ganina tattadashina. A disciple should ask questions. So we are getting this Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? Because Parikshit Maharaj is asking question. So when we ask question and hear from the pure devotee, then realization, revelation takes place in our life. So that is the point Prabhupada is making, that hearing is transcendental. Those who are taking part in hearing Krishna Katha, they are also transcendental. And that is the purpose of Sadhu Sangha. What is the meaning of Sadhu Sangha? Sadhu Sangha means hearing about Krishna, speaking about Krishna. So when the devotees they gather together, what they do? Machitta madgata prana vadhayanta palasparam kathayantascha mang nittam tushanticha ramanticha. So when devotees gather together, they talk about Krishna. That is the meaning of Sadhu Sangha. And Sadhu Sangha is the birthplace of bhakti. Sadhu Sangha is the birthplace of bhakti. Without Sadhu Sangha, we cannot experience bhakti. Krishna says also, Naham tishtami vaikunte yoginam hidaye shubha tatra tishtami narada jatra gayanti mad bhakta. Krishna says, I don't stay in Vaikuntha planet. We all like to go to Vaikuntha planet, but Krishna is telling, Naham tishtami vaikunte, I don't reside in Vaikuntha. Yoginam hidaye shubha, I don't reside in the heart of a yogi. Tatra tishtami narada jatra gayanti mad bhakta. So I reside in those places where my devotees glorify me. So what is Vrindavan? Vrindavan is not a place. Wherever there is Krishna Katha purely happening, that is Vrindavan. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jedino grihe bhajana dekhi grihete golokovai. He's singing, as the day I see in my house Krishna bhajan is going on, I feel my house has become Vrindavan. So why Vrindavan is so wonderful? Because every talk the Brajavasis, they speak, that is Krishna Katha. That is Vrindavan. Every step is a dance. You don't have to go to dance school. Naturally you are a dancer. Naturally you are a singer. And all are centered around Krishna. So Vrindavan means Krishna is the center. That is Vrindavan. And what is the material world? I am the center. There is no difference. Geographically, there is no difference. Whatever is here, same thing is there, Prabhupada used to say. Shastra also says that. But what is the difference? In Vrindavan, Krishna is the center. So in order to enter into Vrindavan really, our consciousness has to change. By changing our location, we cannot enter into Vrindavan. So therefore, consciousness changing is the process. And how we can change that consciousness? The process is hearing. Parikshit Maharaj is hearing Krishna Katha from Sukadeva Goswami. So some may think, oh, how I can get the mercy? Because bhakti means Krishna's mercy. Endeavor is important or mercy is important? Bhakti is a combination of both. We have to have our own endeavor depending on the mercy. So how mercy will flow? When our endeavor is with lot of determination. Sincerity and determination attract the mercy of Krishna. Mother Yashoda received the mercy of Krishna and could bind him. Why? Because he was completely determined. She started her binding process in the morning, early morning. And Krishna was bound in the evening, whole day.
So much determination, perspiration, tired, exhausted. Used all the ropes of Vrindavan. When our endeavor comes to a climax, then what happens? Krishna reciprocates. Krishna likes climax. When Krishna appeared, when the torture towards Devaki and Vasudev was on a climax, that time Krishna appeared. So the lesson to be learned, if we want Krishna to appear in our life, we have to come to that kind of climax condition of our life internally. Otherwise not possible. Complacency, comfort cannot bring attention of Krishna. Comfortable life is unfavorable for Krishna consciousness. Comfort zone is the zone to decline, even in the material world also. In order to be successful, you have to take challenges. So Prabhupada used to say that in this world, in order to be successful, we take so many challenges. In the same way, if we want to advance in Krishna consciousness, if we want to get the mercy of Krishna, we have to take up challenges in life. We have to take the pain. What is the meaning of Krishna consciousness? Taking pain for Krishna. That is the process. And crying for Krishna is the topmost process to receive the topmost mercy of Krishna. Brajavasis showed that. When Krishna left Vrindavan, Brajavasis were crying. Especially the gopis, they didn't allow Krishna to go, but Krishna told that I'll come back. That was Krishna's promise. I have some mission to accomplish. After finishing my mission, I'll come back. So gopis are simple hearted. So they accepted the words of Krishna. But after Krishna left, they thought, what's the use of our life if Krishna is not there? We should not live. We should die. But they are thinking that we cannot die. Why? Because Krishna told he'll come back. So how can we die? So they cannot live without Krishna, and they cannot die without Krishna. So they cannot live and they cannot die. So what they'll do? They only cry. That is the mood of Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara. Prabhupada said that we have opened the school of crying. It's not an artificial crying, external crying like sahajiyas. This is the internal cry of the sincere sadhakas. Anyway, we have to cry. Right? In this world, we have to cry. We come into this world crying. When you take birth, you cry. The child cries, mother cries, we come. When we die, we cry. Others also cry. And when you leave also, very difficult, we cry. So this is the world. We have no other choice than to cry. So the intelligence is, we should dovetail that crying. And when we apply that crying for Krishna, then we are in Vrindavan. Simple. Any of you are crying, just cry for Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Then everything will be revealed. But it's not so easy. That's why Prabhupada said, if you cannot cry, then pray to Lord that I am so stone-hearted that I cannot cry. And in that spirit, you should cry. Ultimately, whether we are able to cry or not, we have to cry. Because crying is the way to attract mercy of Krishna. That is called determination. Dhruva Maharaj was determined to get Krishna. That's why Narada Muni was there. So mercy does not come just like that. Oh, Krishna be merciful, Krishna be merciful, Guru Maharaj be merciful, Prabhupada be merciful. Kripa. Kripa comes when we go through the pain for Krishna. So therefore exalted devotees, they always go through pain. So Brajavasis see their situation. We think, oh, Vrindavan means, oh, wonderful. Yes, really, transcendentally, definitely wonderful. But see their situation. Before Krishna appeared in Gokul, the devotees of Gokul are in a very peaceful condition. Because Kamsa was in inactive mode. As soon as Krishna appeared, Kamsa became very active. Krishna activated Kamsa. Right? Krishna was the nephew and Kamsa was the uncle. Generally, uncle gives toys to the nephew to play with. But Krishna was not an ordinary nephew. He was not an ordinary child, extraordinary child. He was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Kamsa was also not an ordinary uncle. So instead of giving ordinary toys, Kamsa used to send extraordinary toys. And the first toy was Putana. Only one jojana long, 8 miles. This is the first toy. And the child, he knows, unless and until I break one toy, I cannot get another toy. So Krishna breaks Putana, kills Putana, another comes. So in that way, in that process, who came? Sakatasur came. Sakatasur is not cart demon. Sakatasur took shelter of the cart. Prabhupada is very clear in the purport. Just like the ghost takes shelter of a gross body. Sakatasur, what he did? He took shelter of the cart. It's a huge cart. Gopal Champu explains, it's a very, very huge cart. And Krishna was let down under that cart. And he understood that Sakatasura is here to kill Krishna. That is called demoniac nature. What is the symptom of a demon? Demon wants to kill Krishna. If someone does not want to be Krishna conscious, that is also a demoniac tendency. Not accepting Krishna is also a demoniac tendency. So Kamsa is the embodiment of that demoniac tendency. So Kamsa sent this Sakatasura, and how Krishna killed? Just little bit of pus of the leg, small leg, finished. And Popa said, how it is possible? Angani jasya sakala indriya vittimanti. One limb of the Krishna's body can do the activity of any other limb. It's extremely powerful. Inconceivable potency Krishna has. Inconceivable potency. And Krishna does not use any weapon to kill any demon in Vrindavan. That is Krishna's position. So powerful he is. Just to kill Putana, what he did? Just suck the breast milk. Putana was killed. Kicking the wheel of the cart, Sakatasura killed. Such a effortless endeavor. That's why he is the Supreme Personality of God. Huge size Govardhan, just lifted. Prabhupada said people like to imitate rasa dance because that's attractive for them. So Prabhupada said, no problem, you can have rasa dance. Before that you should do Govardhan Leela. Then you can have Ras Leela. So we have a tendency, that's called Sahajya mentality. We cannot imitate, we should not imitate Krishna. We should follow in the footsteps, follow in the teachings of Krishna. That is called devotee. So here, in this pastime, we can understand that Krishna is God always. It's not that he has to become God. While he was in the womb, he is God. One day child, 7 days child, God. 7 months, 7 years, 70 years, all the time Krishna is God. We cannot become God. God is always God. And that's why He is eternal, He is spiritual, He is transcendental. So Krishna was there, Krishna is there, and will be there eternally in the spiritual world. And He will sometime manifest in this world, sometimes He will unmanifest. In this world, it is known as prakata. When He manifests, it is prakat lila. And when He unmanifests, it is aprakat lila. But Krishna is there all the time in any of the planets or any of the universes of this material world. So in that way, Krishna's pastimes in this material world also is nitya lila, because that is also happening. So this Sakatasura, killing of Sakatasura is also happening somewhere now in some of the planets of some of the universes. So Krishna comes to kill the demons, not to kill the demons, to establish dharma. So in order to establish dharma, He has to kill the demons, and also He has to protect the devotees. But Bhagavatam explains, killing the demons and protecting the devotees, both are the expressions of Krishna's mercy. Because both are delivered. Putana was delivered. She was killed, but she was delivered. So all the asuras, they get delivered. That's why Krishna comes. So whoever is connected with Krishna, in whatever way, they get purified and they get liberated. So that is the mercy. That's why Krishna has to come. Because in Krishna's presence, if someone dies in connection with Him, he gets liberated. That is the mercy of Krishna. So whatever He does is a mercy. And in our devotee's life also, whether good time is there or bad time is there, we should accept that is the mercy of Krishna. And in that condition only, Krishna will appear in our life. And if we think, no, our life will be always good, and if we have good time, we thank Krishna, and if we have bad time, blame Krishna, then our journey in this material will continue. When we are able to thank Krishna in our difficult time, that is the qualification we need to attract the mercy of Krishna. And at that time and consciousness, Krishna will manifest in our life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hare Hare Bol. I am already over time, I don't know. If you have any question, you can ask me personally. Thank you so much.